It was a hymn written about a church that only existed in the writer's mind. You can imagine his surprise when years later he returned to the spot and found a church matching the description he penned in his hymn. That well-known song and church are today's feature on The American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA home loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA home loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
It's a hymn many know by heart, a hymn written by music teacher William Pitts at a stagecoach stop in Bradford, Iowa.
There was nothing on the property, no buildings, just a beautiful little valley, and wrote the lyrics to Church in the Wildwood, a little brown church in the Vale.
Pitts wrote of a little brown church that did not exist at the time. He simply saw the spot and envisioned the place as the perfect place for such a structure. A congregation that was meeting in the area eventually saw the need to build a church building.
The work was started in 1860 and was finished in 1864, right during the Civil War. So that's why it took so long, because most of the men were gone fighting for the Union. So I'm Scottish, and I discovered that, and looking at some of the history books, that two Scottish carpenters came along and helped finish the work. So there's a Scottish connection here.
Today, Drew McComb pastors that little brown church built in the 1860s.
The congregation apparently was so poor that they couldn't afford white paint, which most country churches are painted white. So they either couldn't afford it or couldn't find it. So they eventually went to a company in Ohio and got this brown paint, which was pretty cheap and plastered everywhere.
Meanwhile, Mr. Pitts mostly forgot about the lyrics he had written several years earlier until he returned to the area to teach music.
And then he came back a number of years later to teach in the Bradford Academy, which is just up there, and discovered, lo and behold, here's a Little Brown Church.
The hymn, Little Brown Church in the Wildwood, was sung at the dedication, but probably would not have become well known if not for someone else who popularized it. That's next time as we travel the countryside near Nashua, Iowa. I'm Andrew McCrae.